You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
The wind was insane yesterday. It's doing that whole fall wind where it blows all the leaves off. And I've talked about in the past how my house is situated really weird in my neighborhood. And the vortex of the wind somehow loops around in the neighborhood and every leaf ends up in my front yard.
Beautiful.
Isn't it? No, it's not beautiful.
It's fun for your kids to run out and jump in, right?
No. I was out there raking. It was five big Costco black trash bags full of stuff yesterday. And I don't even have a tree.
Why don't you...
got evergreen trees.
Why don't you rake them out into the driveway and set them on fire?
Believe me, man. I was blowing stuff into the street yesterday, being that jerk, you know? And I'm wondering if my neighbors think I'm a you-know-what because I was blowing stuff in the street. I'm like, I can't do all this. Every other day, so.
I live in an area with, obviously, a boatload of trees. I mean, it's just trees. It's a forest. And the people around here, there is a lot of burning of leaves here.
That doesn't seem good for the environment.
What do you mean? They're dead leaves. They have fallen out of the trees.
I know, but then you're burning them?
Yeah.
Putting smoke into the atmosphere?
Yeah.
Come on.
You know, Mother Nature burns things all the time, so. I will tell you this, the smell is spectacular.
Is it like good? Like what?
It's a good smell.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Might just have to be. I don't know if it's one of those things where it depends on the type of leaf, but it smells good.
Could be.
I don't do it, but people around me do. So, and there's, you know, before you say, oh my God, fire danger. And I live in an area where it's not a fire danger is not a thing. We don't have forest fires here.
All right.
It's too moist.
All right, thank God.
I said moist. happy Veterans Day. I know when we get into our trending report in a little bit, Jeremy's going to share some special discounts and things like that. You know, there's
bunch
a bunch
of stuff going on today, even local stuff. So
we'll talk about that. I would, you know, say on behalf of the Dom and Jeremy show, we wish all of our veterans who listen to the show a happy Veterans Day. And for that matter, you know, active military as well.
Absolutely.
And
thank
family
you.
Members and such. So
huge thank you for your service. My God.
My father was a career Air Force. And I think I've mentioned before, he was very proud of me with what I did with my life. May he rest. He was very proud with how my life turned out. However, I know he always carried around that regret and that sadness that I did not follow in his footsteps. And he so wanted me to go to the Air Force Academy and, you know, become a pilot and just be, you know, an officer in the Air Force. And that was his dream for me because that was his life and he loved it so much and he wanted his son to follow in those footsteps. And at age 16, instead, I walked into a radio station and that was it. That was the end right there, you know? And I think, you know, by the time I was 20, he was like, he's never going to do this. All right. Okay,
well. Sorry. Sorry.
Yeah. Man. So I, in a way, I felt kind of bad. Like I said, he was very proud of the way my career turned out and everything, but I know he wanted me to be in the service, and
that uniform, Dom. Come on, man.
I know.
Although man. You landed a lot of ladies with radio too. So,
yeah. <right. laughs>
Think if you had had both. What if you did your radio show dressed? You know, to the nines.
Oh, I could have been like Robin Williams in Good Morning Vietnam. Yeah, right. I could have been the Air Force disc jockey or something. Do they have that? Is that like a badge that you get or something?
I don't know, man. I don't know. That's funny.
Anyway, we do wish. I know your grandfather was was a veteran too.
My grandpa
too, so.
Was too.
Grandpa,
we actually just laid him to rest a year and a half ago or so now over at Fort Logan. And man, I tell you what, going over there and visiting and just taking it all in over there, man, it gives you goosebumps. It makes you tear up. And the thing I'm going to miss out on this year, which I'm bummed about, is the kids put on the cute little Veterans Day, you know, play and musical and stuff for all the vets. That go to their school, and we can't do that this year. You can't go in and have them sing and do their little dances and stuff, and that's always a fun little thing, and they get the vets up there, and they salute
maybe next
and everything.
Maybe next year, maybe.
Maybe next year, yeah. But, hey, if you got an American flag, I suggest you put it out today.